Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Tracy Eaton. He's with Commercial Finance Group, CFG.net. No, I'm sorry. CFGroup.net. There you go. And so check that out, folks, and see all the options that they offer to small businesses to grow your business, to get the capital you need to grow your business, whether it be asset-based lending, right? Is it all inventory and receivables?
Receivables and inventory is predominantly what we do. We've got a couple of partners that we'll bring in when there's real estate and or equipment.
Right. Okay. So things like that. So check all that out, folks, at cfgroup.net. Tracy, I wrote an article a while back and basically said that we wouldn't recognize the banking industry for small businesses 10 years from now, maybe even 5 years from now. What do you think about that?
Well, I think what's going to be the telltale sign for the everybody on the street is when you start to see all these branches start to go up for sale.
Right.
Banks are completely changing their profile.
Because the demographics are.
Absolutely. And you're going to find that you know, they're going to consolidate. They're going to operate more efficiently.
I'm not a kid, and I probably don't go inside a bank more than two times a year.
And that's going to continue.
I don't even go to the bank much anymore.
Yeah. No, I'm in the same boat. And they're going to continue to find ways to become more efficient. They have to, given the legislative environment that they're operating in, the regulatory environment they're operating in.
But they're also going to have to be prepared to compete on a digital level that they're currently not competing on as well. And I'm not just talking about checking, electronic checking. I'm talking about understanding what the options are. I mean, you got a whole generation. You got 86 million Gen Ys that are going to be driving that bus over the next 20 years. What do you think?
Well, and the interesting thing is I don't know how many are really, you know, aspiring to become a banker.
That's right.
I think the challenge is going to be who's going to be running these organizations
mm-hmm.
in 10 years from now, when you've got all the guys that are in there now that have the deep resume and the credit wherewithal. When they start retiring, who's stepping up to the plate?
But it seems to me one of the things that's been shocking to me is how little the banking industry, the people that I talk to, I mean, I'm talking about the ones on the front line, the loan officers, even some of the executives, don't understand what's coming at them from the future in terms of not only what's going to be expected of what they can accomplish with what their competitive situation is, but also what their new customer expectations are going to be.
And how they're going to originate new customers, and how they're going to maintain those customers. There's a world of change that's going to be over the next 5 to 7 years, I think, and mm-hmm. how they have to function and operate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there are you know, the biggest danger to community banks over the last 10 years has been the government and the big banks. The big banks getting into trouble, and the government regulating big banks, and then regulating small banks alongside it. It's just like as if they were big banks. But I think over the next 10 years, the community banks, the decline of them, is going to be as much their own doing than the government.
Well, and I think from a society perspective, there is, as a result of this financial disaster we're kind of still eking out of,
right.
is the desire to leverage has decreased.
Mm-hmm.
You're not finding that businesses want to risk.
That's going to change, though, if we ever get out of these doldrums and if we ever have any kind of leadership in Washington that's not anti-business. If we ever get a president who's not anti-business and we start growing at 3 or 4%, Tracy, that'll change overnight.
It will. The challenge is going to be the financial landscape is not going to be there. It's going to have to be through companies like us and other financing sources, because the banking environment is slow to change.
I agree.
And right now, leverage is not a good thing for them. They don't like growth.
Mm-hmm.
They want to see, you know, very stable assets on the balance sheet.
Yep.
They want to lend on assets that they can drive by and see.
Well, that I call them serial number assets. Or that's exactly right. And you know what? A website doesn't have a serial number.
Nope.
That's you can't file a UCC on a website, can you, Tracy?
Nor does an app on a phone.
Exactly. That's going to be a problem. Hey, Tracy, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate
Tracy
it.
Tracy Eden, ladies and gentlemen, cfgroup.net. Check out that website and what they have to offer to you and your small business. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.